Hey guys.
It's Black Girls Laughing. Live in Colorado.
In the Rocky State of Colorado.
Yes, we have been climbing every mountain, forging every river.
Sea, river, yeah. Whatever.
I mean, we're very landlocked here.
Yeah.
But yeah, B is visiting all the way from Philadelphia. She's such a good friend.
Woo! Good friend award!
Yeah, we've been having a good old time. Eating a lot of donuts.
So many donuts. If you follow me on Instagram, you've seen all my donuts. I might be making a donut Instagram account. Who knows? By the end of this trip.
I mean, she had 13 donuts. She bought 13 donuts on Friday. Well, it was on Saturday when you got here.
Yeah.
At Voodoo Donuts.
Just for me. I mean, to share, like, do you want to try a bite of this donut?
But yeah, but, like, it was her show. Yeah. And those were great.
Yeah. And then I've had another half dozen donuts since then from the other place, Amy's Donuts. So I'm just one giant donut right now.
Yeah, we had two very different donut experiences between, like, the two of them, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. It's very interesting. They're both very different. Yeah.
Yeah.
Different donuts.
Yeah, different donuts, different style. Like, from the interior all around.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
110%.
But the variety at Amy's is kind of crazy.
Yeah. There's a lot of variety at Voodoo Donuts, but I felt like that's part of the atmosphere, too, with, like, all the photos and the tchotchkes and things that are all over. And at Amy's, it's just, like, a counter, and here's, like, tons of rows of just, like, so many flavors.
Yeah, like, three cases of just donuts.
Yeah, it's insane in the most wonderful way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yay, Amy's. Yay, Voodoo, too.
Yay, Colorado, and photography, and mountains, and rocks, and...
Yeah.
Fun.
Lots of fun. And food.
Oh, yeah. So much food.
Yeah. We like to treat ourselves well after we hike. After an adventure, you have to have a feast.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, we got a bunch of Korean food.
Oh, it was such a big, huge feast. Delicious bulgogi. So much kimchi, everything.
Everything had kimchi.
All of it.
Like, I don't even understand. I recognize that I, like, live in, like, this, like, Korean paradise of, like, triangle of deliciousness in my neighborhood. Because, like, that was the second spot, and there's a third one I need to try, too. So it's, like, oh, so exciting.
Living your best. All right. So we're keeping this episode short.
Because we're tired.
To the point.
Full.
Yeah. And some of us have got really insanely early flights tomorrow, and...
Yeah, and, yeah. And, you know, we're in Colorado.
Yeah, so we're trying to live our best lives.
Actively and achieving it. All right. The John. What do we want to talk about?
I mean... Let's talk about Dove, I guess.
Ugh. So Dove messed up. They fucked up. Like, I was so upset when this news passed my Twitter feed. Just the image alone of, if you haven't seen it, I mean, let's be real, everyone has seen it by this time. But there's this ad that Dove put out that had a black woman in a brown t-shirt pulling it over her head, and as she pulls it over her head, she turns into a white woman. And that was like the two images that we saw. If you've seen the full ad, there's also the white woman turns into, pulls over her shirt and turns into, I don't know, a Latina woman or a Middle Eastern woman. We don't, can't.
Brown.
Yeah, lightly brown woman. But it just makes you question who the hell's in the room. Who the hell freaking thinks? Or are they looking for this type of shit to happen?
I think that's why I'm at the point now where places like Dove and Pepsi know that they'll upset a group of people with ads like this, but the other group of people that will look at this and be like, I don't understand the context. I don't get why everyone's upset. We'll invest so much in them then. Because they'll be like, oh, well, you're going to boycott it? Well, that'll be, like, the only thing I buy now. And they don't realize that they're just, like, a monkey in the hands of capitalism. And people don't actually give a shit about them.
Yeah. No. I mean, straight up being played for more, for money. Divisiveness for cash. You know, there's actual, like, I've heard that it is a marketing technique.
Like shock marketing or something?
It's like, how can I know if I do this, this will get, like, black Twitter. I will be able to rile up black Twitter if I do things in X way. And I've heard it, like, specifically with that example of, like, how can I get black Twitter involved? That's how I'm going to be able to make money, either good or bad. Like, stir up the pot or, you know, be something that everyone, you know, unites around.
Not surprised.
It's gross. But, I mean, that's, like, it also just, like, goes into, like, and I think that it gets in my mind even more because of what we're learning, what we've learned about with foreign agents being able to do that. Like, so, like, if they're doing it, we know that businesses have already been doing this for forever. Like, I mean, it's just, it's all of its PR. It's like when PR and advertising come together and make a wicked, terrible baby.
Yikes. Yeah, I don't. I think it's all intentional. I think they knew exactly what they were doing. So I'm just kind of like, whatever.
I mean, fuck Dove anyways. Who uses Dove soap anyways?
People were using it because Shonda Rhimes and Kerry Washington.
And that was the craziest thing, is looking at Twitter's, like, looking at their Twitter feed. Seeing that ad, seeing the apology, because they don't have the ad on their Twitter. They have their lame ass, oh, we really missed the mark on that one. It was right underneath. It's like Shonda, Shonda, Shonda again, Shonda. You know, like the most the most powerful woman in media right now. The most powerful woman who is black in the media.
Yeah.
I wonder what. I haven't heard anything from her. But probably by the time this happens, it'll probably have been like a 3-page letter or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I saw a lot of people tweeting, like, at Shonda Rhimes, being like, did you see this?
Yeah.
And are you still going to support them with your work?
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, are you going to keep collecting your check?
Ugh. Don't disappoint me like that.
Because that's what it boils down to.
Do you have enough money?
I mean, do you want that check or not? Yeah, she's good. Well, yeah, a lot of people are good and they'll still take that money. So, we'll see what happens.
That's all I had. We had.
Yeah, I mean, there's other bullshit. I feel like, let's hold something nice. We watched the first episode of Blackish together of this season.
Yes.
And it was pretty freaking dope.
Yeah. Like, it was really awesome.
Yeah. It's a musical episode, so you guys should just check it out. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about Juneteenth that we've talked about before, and like how we should all celebrate it, how it should be a national holiday.
Not for you.
Huh?
I said not for you.
No. No one wants to remember. But anyways.
just let slavery go. Forget about it. If you don't ever talk about it, it will literally disappear.
I mean, it literally can disappear from history books.
I will infiltrate.
My ancestors were immigrants. Because that's what working interns.
You're getting a dead mic because that was really appalling.
But that's what was in Texas history books.
What?
Yes, like that was in Texas history books.
My parents were immigrants.
Yeah, not you know.
Captured.
Captured, chattel, slaves, all the things that no one likes to talk about.
What a place to live.
America? Yeah, what a place to live.
But Texas?
I can't speak for the entire state of Texas, because Texas is huge. Like, there's a lot of... Like, Texas could be its own damn country. That's how big Texas is. There's, like, several countries can fit inside of Texas. And so you got a lot of different parts. Like, Houston? Being a major city, you're gonna have a bunch of conservative fucks there, of course. But then you're gonna also have a lot of diversity and a lot of liberal opinions and a lot of great things. And then there's other parts. Then you go west.
That are scary.
Then you go north. I mean, then you can go north where they're like, I think Dallas has a whole different vibe than Houston.
I'm sure.
Got a lot of money there. Got a lot of just... It's like, what time, what century do you think we live in?
Not this one.
And a lot of very fine people too, and I mean that truthfully, not in like a Trump way.
Okay. All right. Are you anything else we want to pretend like we
care about?
Have even bothered to read more than the headline and be like, nah.
Yeah, I don't know. The world's still very close to ending. 45 still tweets like a thought, so. That's just where we're going to be with that.
Oh, I guess Mike Pence pulled a PR stunt. It was embarrassing.
Like, yeah, well, like, laid out in sacrifice, like the Gretchen Wieners to fucking Trump's Regina George. Like, why did you have to go out and do that? What was the point of all of that spectacle? Like,
isn't, like, protesting people protesting the anthem still, in fact, actually protesting the anthem?
No, it was never. What?
Because that's what his condition was, that they're disrespecting the flag and the anthem. So he's protesting them, protesting that. But that means he's not still staying for the anthem.
Yeah, he's still disrespecting the anthem. I mean, everything that they do is a disrespect to whatever the hell, like, whatever it's supposed to mean, it's being disrespected left and right. Like if you are dumb enough to still believe that what the players are doing is in protest to the anthem,
or veterans.
Like, yeah, they're really doing that. Please, if you're that dumb, I don't know how you listen to the show too. But in telling them that they can't do what they're doing and refusing to even understand what, like, the First Amendment is, it's disrespecting the flag. So everyone's just disrespecting left and right. Like, but people want authoritarian government. That's what we're hearing by everyone that's, you know, wetting themselves every time this happens. Because there has to be people that are doing that. Like, that's why it keeps on happening. That's why we're still talking about that and not Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Like, or anything. Anything. Like, let's just get like a freaking update on how we're doing in Harvey in Houston. How are we doing in the fucking Netherlands? Like, not the Netherlands. Where is it called? The Everglades.
The Peter Pan land.
Oh, never land. Yeah. Oh my god. But yeah, how are things there? I don't know.
No update, no nothing.
All I hear about is whatever bullshit they figured out with Russia. And, like, that just pisses me off that that's the news. And nothing, there's nothing that we can do about what we're finding out. It's just like, yeah, no, they really stole this shit. Like, yep. Yep, here's more evidence that this shit was stolen. All right, now we're talking to Facebook. Yep, Facebook helped let them steal it. Yep. Oh, yep. Twitter was a part of it too. Great. All right, well, we're just going to keep on going on. Yep. You know that guy might run for president. You know, the guy that runs the company that helped them steal it? Yep. That's going to happen too. Yeah. I hate the news.
I don't ever watch the news.
But that's what it is. Those are the two things that we talk about. Did we learn anything else about the guy, the shooter, besides that he's just a rich white guy?
No.
All right. Are we gonna do anything for it? Are we? Oh yeah, everyone decided together that they're gonna do the bumpers are going or whatever, the stoppers.
What
the thing that he used, he got some, like, you know, he took his semi-automatic.
Oh, and made it
automatic. Made it an automatic with that, like, piece of whatever plastic metal. I don't know what it is. I don't know how guns are made. Like, I have no idea what it like. I've seen them on TV.
But they're gonna do what about those?
They're gonna, like, make those illegal.
Oh.
But you know those bitches are sold out, like, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, the next day.
Surprise.
Just like how guns are going crazy. That's why they, that's what the NRA was like, well, we're making a lot of money. But so how about we just, like, throw them a bone, say this thing is going to be illegal, we can all rally around that, and then no one's going to take our guns, and we won't have to have, you know, we won't have to, like, have a real problem happen. Which is because it becomes an easy scapegoat. Like, now we don't have to even try to, you know, really go for what, like, just comprehensive gun control, you know, just like basic good laws, you know.
No.
We're gonna stop the bumper, the thumper, whatever the fuck it is. Like, we're just gonna make sure those are gone after everyone's bought all of the ones that have been, like, ever made. Those are all gone, so, like, yeah, we'll stop making them, people.
Yeah. They're illegal. Even though you all already
have. Oh, so we can create a black market of them.
Oh. Can we be done?
Yeah, that got, like, anxiety cornery and sad.
Yeah.
Let's be happy. What's another thing we could be happy about? So we can close on a happy
Issa Rae is on the cover of Ad
Week?
Yes.
Yes, she is. And she had that lemon pepper kickback.
Oh, yeah.
That party. Very jealous. Very happy, though. Because it's just beautiful to see beautiful black people be beautiful and black together. But, yeah, lemon pepper kickback. Like, seeing Atlanta and Insecure be in a picture together made me want to cry with, like, just happiness.
Beautiful.
Just beautiful.
I want to be invited.
Like, goals. Like, put that shit on my vision board. Drop my ass in the back of the picture. Like, hey, I'm here.
Here's my chicken.
Pray on that every night. That's all I want. You know, it's not going to be a better world, so let me just go have some lemon pepper wings with some cool black people. Let that be my goal.
Goal? What is my goal?
That's a fine fucking goal.
Yes, Emma. Let's
do it. Fine. Yes. All right. This was the show.
The end. But for real, this is the end of the show. So you can find us on the internet at blackgirlwaffing.com, on Facebook, facebook.com/blackgirlwaffing, on Twitter at BOKGirlsLaughing with no G, and on our personal Instagrams where you can see a bunch of photos from my time in Colorado visiting. I'm at B Knightley.
I'm at Bree Hines. You can see some pictures of shit that I like.
Like this episode, share, subscribe, download.
Yeah, leave a message, a comment is what they usually call them. Rate it. Do all those beautiful things. It'll be great.
Bye.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'll miss you too.